It's a Preds game day broadcast. We're live here at the Patron Platinum Club. Darren McFarland and Chase McCabe alongside Willie will join us in just a bit. Predators hosting the Capitals. This is brought to you by the Hermitage Design Center, a professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens, and baths. Go to their website, goherbitage.com. This time every week, we speak with Predators General Manager David Poile. He is on the line with us. David, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, you guys. You guys doing good yourselves?
Well, we need an update on the bean pot. So how did it turn out, the bet?
Oh, not good.
No, yeah, boy.
I think,
unfortunately,
you know the answer. Yeah, that was close. But the Boston University Terriers, former player that played there by the name of John Hines, and I had a little bit of a bet. Also, our assistant GM, Jeff Kelty, played there, and we had a bet. So I'm 0-2. The Huskies of Northeastern, my former call has let me down again. But anyway, we'll have to move on. I'll pay my debts and I'll concentrate on the team I'm presently running, the Predators.
But you're their boss. So can they talk smack to you? Like, how does that dynamic work?
Yeah, a little bit.
You got a pretty talented defenseman that played at BU too. So.
Exactly. No, the Beanpot has not been a good tournament for Northeastern. It's been dominated by Boston College and by BU. So, you know, John's won that. Jeff Kelty's won in that. I played, which is such a big thing in Boston is for bragging rights, and Northeastern never won. And we've only won it about four times, I think, in our history. So we got to do better at that. Apparently, as the AD would say, I'm not making enough or big enough donations to make that happen. So we'll see what we can do on that front.
Okay. Well, I had to ask because I knew that was in play. So we got that out of the way. Sorry, the Northeastern. Hey, there's always next year. Northeastern can get them next year.
Exactly. Exactly.
I guess let's start with Nick Cousins, who left the game on Saturday. How's he doing? I know he's been put on a week-to-week lower body injury. How's he doing?
Yeah, I saw him this morning. He seems like he said he's feeling better. He was he was hurting there over the weekend, but he's feeling better. But it is going to be a week-to-week situation, so we're going to have to get by with him for the foreseeable future, and that's why we called up Cole Smith. And I think we're going to be looking at, you know, Milwaukee and maybe giving a couple other guys opportunities based on need. We only have 12 healthy forwards, so, you know, realistically, we probably got to call up another player, you know, somewhat soon. Our schedule is such that we're not playing any back-to-back games right now in February, but that certainly changes when we get to March. So, you know, based on Cousins' timetable and our need, I think you could, you know, see Cole Smith getting a good chance, as he will tonight, and maybe another forward or two from Milwaukee.
So who should we be playing? Give us a little bit of an update now that you went there on Milwaukee, because, you know, a couple of years ago we were talking with you about how the cupboard is bare in Milwaukee, or, you know, it's been depleted, but you have replenished the cupboard in Milwaukee. So I guess let's go down on the farm. Let's get an update on how it's been going to this point, sitting here in the middle of February.
Well, they had a really rough start. I mean, basically they were in last place, and nothing seemed to be going right for them, you know, down there. But recently, I believe they won seven of their last eight, and they've come all the way back to third place in their division. So they're doing, you know, real well. You know, starting in goal, Connor Ingram is actually injured right now. He's probably going to be out approximately, hopefully, just a week. But he's played fantastic, and I really think he's got a good chance of, you know, playing for the Preds whenever we want him to play, in terms of a call-up if necessary, or for sure you look down to the future for next year. He's really, really played well. On defense, I think our go-to guy here for the Predators right now is more of a veteran defenseman, Matt Tennyson, who we signed to a two-year deal in the summer. He's been up and played quite a few NHL games over his career. He's 30 years old now, and, you know, he's a good veteran presence there, and I also think that if necessary, he could come up as he already has this year and play really effectively. Our younger kids in Ferentz, Delgazio, Davies, I mean, they're all have a chance. I think in Delgazio and Ferentz's case, it's their first full year, and so I think they need more time. I mean, if we're probably going to call somebody up, say on the left side, to me it would probably be Davies. On the forwards, we've got two good centers down there. Tommy Novak, who we started, didn't quite start at the beginning of the year, but shortly thereafter, and he played really well for us in the time that he was here. He's a good offensive player. And Cody Glass, that we got in the trade for Ryan Ellis, is really starting to play and find his game. I think it's been a little bit difficult transition, you know, for him as a younger player, but he's starting to, I would say, fulfill his potential, and he's certainly on the horizon, you know, for a call-up if necessary. Matt Luff is another player that's played, I think, 8 or 9 games for the Predators this year and has accounted himself really well. He's got big size. He can play to our identity with the physical game. And, again, you know, it was either Smith or Luff that the coaches wanted to call up this time, but I could certainly see Matt Luff getting more games for us. And we have Rocco Grimaldi, who's just played, you know, fantastic. A lot offensively, he played really well. A lot of goals down in Milwaukee, and a guy that we certainly should have under consideration. We also have Matthew Olivier, who's had an injury. He played really well for the Preds last year, but he's really had a tough season, really not much of a factor all season long because of his injuries. But just spoke with him this morning because he's here in Nashville and he's rehabbing, and we're hoping, you know, next couple of weeks, beginning of March, that he gets back in there. So that could be a real good, they say, late entry in terms of giving us depth as we get closer to the trading deadline and we, you know, do everything we can to make the playoffs. So that's a little bit of a recap for you what we have down in Milwaukee.
David, what side of the fence are you on? Your head coach has been very outspoken when asked. He hasn't dodged the question. He hasn't run away from the penalties question. He has certainly weighed in. You know, I'm just curious your perspective because I say – well, this has been all year, so we haven't been talking about it until something like the last two games happens, right? Like we talk about it, but we don't really talk about it, right? Because when you're having success, it just kind of gets pushed to the back burner. But 5 power play goals in the last two games resulting in 2 losses. Now everybody wants to talk about it. Oh, the penalties. It's like, well, folks, they're 48 games in, and this has been going on all year. We know the President's Trophy season, that team was – I think the most penalized team in the league, or they took a lot of penalties that season too, and it didn't affect that team. So I guess the way I'm going to frame the question is this a big deal or not a big deal?
Well, I think you've already laid it out there really well. I mean, it wasn't an issue until it became an issue. and meaning we were playing very physical and we're taking lots of penalties, but we were also winning. So in these last two games, it's kind of raised its ugly head in that we've taken the penalties and this time we've lost. So, again, I don't want to change too much in terms of how we're playing because I think that's clearly part of our identity that we've talked about all year, and I think it plays to our advantage when we play many, many teams. But, you know, there's the line, and we've crossed the line in terms of, you know, the timeliness of penalties and the number of penalties. And it's something we have to clean up just a little bit, but you know, I'm really want to be careful. It's like you know, telling a you know your toughest guy to be careful, don't hit anymore, don't really play physical. Well, I don't think that's the right thing to do. So I just think we have to be a little bit more responsible and careful. The penalties we've been taking that are getting all the coverages are just a little bit of what I would call them ticky tacky penalties, where the guys putting a stick out there for a hook or a trip, and I think we could just do a little bit better than that. So it's topical because we lost our last two games, and we lost them, in my mind, because of the penalties, and we just have to do better at it.
Talking to David Poile, Predators general manager, who joins us every Tuesday at 11:15. They'll take on the Washington Capitals here tonight. Another guy that I wanted to ask you about, because I don't feel like we really have talked about him all that much, and I don't think that's a bad thing, Alexander Carrier, who's, you know, in my mind, kind of been a steady Eddie there on the defense corps, sitting at 19 points as he's playing his first full season. You know, we saw him come on the scene last year, but what's kind of been your thoughts on Alex Carrier?
I think he's played, you know, really well. He's playing, you know, significant minutes. He's on the penalty kill I don't think he's going to get a lot of attention. And yes, he's got 19 points, which I think is fantastic for him. But he plays that sort of that steady game, and is probably somewhat underappreciated because he's not getting the big goal, or he's not dynamic like Roman Josi. But you know, to make a team, you need all types, and he is sort of a steady Eddie back there, and does his job, and probably he's got, say, he's doing more of the dirty work than getting the glamour, if you will. But I think he can play anywhere. He can play with Ekki. He can play on the left side, which really gives us some flexibility if, you know, if we have an injury or we want to change things around. So I think he gives that honest effort every day. And for people that probably haven't met him or what have you, again, he's totally upbeat, totally positive every day. So he's a great young guy to have in our dressing room also.
David, something I was thinking about when I knew I was going to get to talk to you today was we're about a little over a month away from the trade deadline. And we've seen you make the big moves. We've seen you stand pat. We've seen you make some small depth moves in the past. But I know how much you like this team. And in talking to John Hines, I know how much he likes this team. And that's obviously you want to keep, you know, pretty much how this roster is together. But how do you balance of trying to think three or four steps ahead as you get into the end of the season and you get into the grind of the playoffs, and you know that, you know, it just guys get banged up, that comes with it. So trying to make those moves to have you set for a playoff run without upsetting the balance of the team that you currently have, how difficult is it to do that when you get towards the trade deadline?
Well, it's always difficult to some degree because you're at different stages with your team. You know, you need that one more trade and you think you got a chance to win the cup. I mean, you need that one more trade to get in the playoffs. And since we've made, you know, so many moves, in my opinion, in the off season with, you know, veteran players, Ellis, Arvidsson, Yarncroft, and now we've replaced them with, you know, younger guys and different guys, bigger guys, more physical guys, which leads to what you just said. I like our team and I like where we are. So it's, you know, in the simplest terms, is you give up a first round pick for, say, a top six forward. So how much, and if is he a rental? He's going to be unrestricted, or does he have term on his contract? And so you're putting him in the lineup over who? And how much better is he than that guy? And then what happens to the guy that you took out of the lineup? I mean, if it's just a rental, then he's the guy, like next year, and the coach goes to him and says, okay, you're my guy. And he's like, well, I wasn't your guy at the playoffs this year. So, I think, you know, for us right now, I'll go back to what I've said to you, you know, week after week on the show here, that it all probably starts and stops on about Phil Forsberg. You know, signing Forsberg, you know, takes us in a specific direction, probably for many years. Not signing Forsberg, you know, really changes the team and probably changes our thought process. So, either way, we're going to know, you know, within the next month. And, you know, as I always say, we're having weekly pro meetings to discuss different situations. You might have seen that there was a significant trade made yesterday between Montreal and Calgary for a top six forward and for Tyler Toffoli, and they got a first pick, a fifth pick, and a prospect, which was a lot. But it's certainly, you know, it's the first significant trade, so it sort of set the market of what players are worth. So I'm talking a lot and not giving you a lot of specific answer because I'll repeat again, it's signing Forsberg does one thing, not signing Forsberg probably takes us in a different direction.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to bring it up this week, but you brought it up. So do you
I'm,
said...
I'm okay talking about it.
So is your hope leading into this?
I'm sorry, you broke up there for a second.
Oh, okay. We actually did.
Oh, I thought that was
good.
A great
that
line
was really good.
Him.
I said, "Is your hope to try and have that done with Philip? You know, before the deadline, or is that what I'm reading into this?"
Absolutely, that would be the goal for sure. I mean, we've made that clear to his representatives, and Philip wants to play here, and we just have to, you know, keep talking and see where this takes us. And so, you know, in previous, you know, weeks, I've said we've got a long time, and I I clearly recognize now that we're getting closer to it. So I think that we need to both sides need to bear down and to if we want to make this happen, we both got to put our best foot forward eventually here.
Back at it tonight. See if we can get back on the winning ways. David, appreciate the visit. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yep. Predators General Manager David Poile. Good stuff from him, as always, every Tuesday at 11:15. We'll come back and discuss some things you just heard. Really good stuff.
I wasn't going to bring it up. He brought it up.
let's talk about it on the other side. But right now I'm going to talk to you about my friends at Cool Springs MD. You've heard me talk about them for years because I've been going there for years. And I'll be going there. I just went there last week. I'll be going there again here in the coming week, about a week and a half or so. I'll be back out there to see Michelle, who's been taking good care of me all this time, Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, the board-certified physician, his wife Daphne, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff. They're so helpful. They do so many things under one roof. It's a state-of-the-art facility out there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. Maybe you would like to shed some unwanted pounds. Well, weight loss management is important to them, and we know it's a constant battle as adults. Well, they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction and get the results you're looking for. Rejuvenation, PRP, hair removal, Botox, they can sit down and discuss that with you. They know that as we get older, things start happening. It gets more challenging to stay the same, to keep the same look that we've had for most of our life. Hormone therapy. Have you ever had your levels checked? Do you realize they go down as you get older? Do you realize when they go down, that can affect your mood, it can affect your drive, it can affect your energy? Well, they can talk to you about BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. They do it all, and they do it all under one roof. If you want to learn everything about them, go to coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291.